the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest iniquity.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Confessional reading this morning from the Augsburg Confession, chief article of the faith, article 27 of the monastic vow. Nor can it be denied that the monks have taught that by their vows and observances they were justified and merited forgiveness of sins. Yea, they invented still greater absurdities, saying that they could give others a share in their works. If anyone should be inclined to enlarge on these things with evil intent, how many things could he bring together whereof even the monks are now ashamed? Over and above this, they persuaded men that services of man's making were asserting Christian perfection. And is not this assigning justification to works? It is no light offense in the church to set forth to the people a service devised by men without commandment of God, and teach that such service justifies men. For the righteousness of faith, which chiefly ought to be taught in the church, is obscured when these wonderful angelic forms of worship, with their show of poverty, humility, and celibacy, are cast before the eyes of men. This is our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the book of Samuel, the second book of Samuel, chapter 22, verses 1 through 7. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him I will trust. Here is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me," or went before me, as that means. "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears." So far, our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 5, reading from verse 1 through verse 9. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this we know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. But not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Our epistle reading. The gospel reading from the gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 11, reading from verse 14 through verse 28. "And he was casting out a devil, and it was done. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of devils. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger man than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest. He findeth none, he saith, I will return to my house once I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Here ends our gospel reading. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge my baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Luke chapter 11, verses 14 through 28. At this time, I'd like to call your attention to the last two verses. And it happened, as he spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you." But he said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Please be seated.
Do you think of Jesus as a controversial figure?
Yes, of course. He says in our text, "He who is not with me is against me, and who does not gather with me scattered." There is no middle ground. There is no passive response to Jesus and his word. You're either for him or against him, as our reading shows from the Gospel of Luke. By casting out this demon from this deaf and dumb person, unable to hear or speak, Jesus did a great blessing for him. And it got people's attention. The people marveled. He had their attention. And Luke records two of their responses. Some of them said he casts out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. Others, testing him, sought from him a sign. Those claiming that he cast out demons by the power of Satan himself were, of course, blaspheming. But he appeals to them. He shows in simple human logic how their notion that he casts out Satan by the power of Satan makes no sense at all. He shows their faulty logic and then says that if I cast out demons by the finger of God, the kingdom of God has come upon you. And it has, of course. John says the word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. And here, the word of God in the flesh speaks his word to the blasphemers, shows their statement to be blasphemy, and by pointing out that the kingdom of God has come among them, calls them to repentance. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. But blasphemy is hardly something refined to times past. This world in which we live is filled with it, is it not? What the word of God calls evil, this world calls good. And the reverse is true. What God says about marriage and the relationship of one man and one woman and the physical relationships between individuals is called hate speech these days in our culture. And you remember the commercials during the last political campaign when it came to the question of abortion. Who could be characterized as more evil than those who are speaking and opposing choice? But the word of God calls to repentance and forgiveness. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And what about the skeptics? They attested him. Give us a sign. What do you think they had just seen? A great miracle.
miracles, they get people's attention. And the first thing they do is ask for a sign. He fed 5,000 people with a few loaves and fish. And then he had to sneak away up the mountain because they were going to come and make him king. They followed him to Capernaum the next day and kept arguing with him. But if he really was from God, then he ought to provide their bread as Moses did in the wilderness. Miracles get people's attention. These folks all marvel. But Paul tells us faith comes through hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And the word of God is not attractive to the people of this earth. There's two sides to it. There's that call to repentance and the forgiveness of sin. We don't like repentance. We don't like looking at ourselves as sinners. The law condemns us, not just blasphemers or skeptics, but all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Without the law showing our sin, we turn to ourselves to look for justification. I mean, after all, I'm a pretty good guy. A lot better than a lot of folks. Especially those blasphemers. Maybe not so much with the skeptics. But it's the law that brings us to recognize our need for the gospel. The gospel is the word of God in flesh. The kingdom of God among men. The verse after our text goes like this. While the crowds were thickly gathered together, miracles get people's attention, he began to say, this is an evil generation that seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except sign of Jonah, the prophet. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The crucifixion is the only sign that he gives. The devotion that I read had this to say the other day, and I thought it interesting. He says, on Good Friday, the body of Christ on the crosses in Christian churches are veiled. Not because we should not look upon the poor victim who takes away the sin of the world, but because his glory in that enthronement on the cross is too brilliant to see. In that weakness, we are seeing God as he who humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Jesus is a controversial figure. In him, the kingdom of God comes to sinful mankind. Through Adam, Satan drew mankind into rebellion against God, but Jesus is the strong man who overcame Satan. In his death, he conquered sin, death, and Satan. After his resurrection, he instructed the apostles to preach repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name to the world. His word of repentance and forgiveness of sin in
his name.
Blessed are they if they hear the word of God and keep it.
Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Refresh them and to give them rest unto their souls. We pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table, for they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
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 right and salutary so to do. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who on the cross, the tree of the cross, didst give salvation unto mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame might likewise by a tree be overcome. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." In the same manner also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you all. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat.
This is
the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin.
This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission.
Take and drink.
Of all your sins.
This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. Body of Christ given for your sin. Take and eat. The body of Christ given for you.
This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Peace shall be with you
all your sins.
Take and drink. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you.
Body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
steadfast in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. Upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.